Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of the vlogcast, and yes, here we go. I want to talk about two things today. We're jumping straight in. I just realised I'm jumping straight into this. So I want to talk about two things, and they seem pretty good topics to talk about today. One thing I want to talk about, because it happened the other night, and it kind of scared me. So the one thing I want to talk about is crime, because the other night, what day was it? Day is it today? So Friday, I think like early Thursday morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning, I heard, right, I was laying in bed, my windows was open, my windows always open, because, except for now, because I'm recording, but my window's always open because it's like boiling hot at the minute. It's like, I don't know what the temperatures are at the minute, but it's like humidity is like off the chart. It's just, it's too like humid at the minute, and I'm really hot now, and I'm having to close the window because I'm blocking all the sound in. But anyway, I had my window open. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe now 4 o'clock. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. I was half asleep. But I heard, right, this may sound stupid, but when you're like, when you're watching a film, like a scary film, or like a clown, and it does like a scary clown, I'm not scared of clowns, but like when they do like the evil kind of scary clown laugh, I am not joking, I heard that outside. So I thought, right, see the two things, there's some creepy man outside laughing, either a clown outside laughing, or it's a fox. So I thought, right, it must be a fox. So I thought, instead of looking outside, I'm gonna Google it. So I googled, do foxes laugh? So it came up with, no, they don't. Not really. They're more like hyena, but this was like a man laugh. Like a creepy old man laugh. I don't know, not really old, but. And then I thought, oh well, doesn't matter, whatever it was, it didn't really affect me too much. Then about 5 minutes later, I heard screaming. And that kind of got me like panicking a bit. I thought, whoa, what the hell's going on? And it wasn't like screaming as in like a girly scream, like, ah, yeah, ooh. It was like, I'm terrified, I'm gonna get killed, screaming. It really, really scared me. And I didn't want to look out the window because I thought, if there's someone actually out there and this guy looks at me, or whoever it was, he might come and kill me as well. So I just left it, I just carried on just laying there. And about another 5 minutes later, I heard another scream. And that scream made my heart pound. My heart rate must have been, I don't know where, but my heart was like beating as fast as it can. And I was like, okay, now this is really, really scaring me. And I didn't know what to do. I was going to go to my mom and dad's room and say, well, did you hear that? I think someone's getting murdered outside, or either getting raped. And I am guessing raped, because I'll tell you that in a little bit later. But I'm thinking, I don't know, now should I call the police? I'm thinking, no, that's a bit stupid, because it might not be anything. I hadn't even looked out the window yet. So I looked out the window just to have like a little peek. There was a little gap, so I kind of looked through there and I couldn't see anything. Thought, there's no point ringing the police, because I don't know if that's the truth. There might be someone just pretending or being an idiot outside across the road. So I just left it, and then the last scream happened, and then I just literally nearly pooped my pants. I literally nearly made a chocolate log in my pants. I can't believe I just said chocolate log. I seriously nearly pooped my pants in bed. I don't know why. So I just kind of got to the end of the curtain, got my arm around the curtain and closed the window. I just thought, screw this, I ain't looking outside. I don't want to see someone, whatever's going on, getting stabbed or getting beaten or getting raped. I don't want to see that. So, and then I was thinking, wait a minute, I think they're in the field. We got some fields across the road, where some, I don't know, like, cows are usually out, but there isn't any cows out at the minute. So, I was thinking, okay, right, they could be in the field. And I've got to walk through that field tomorrow. And I don't want to see no dead body, I don't want to see no body parts, I don't want to see no blood, I don't want to see anything. So, because I was going to go get one of these, again, to get the new Call of Duty maps. Yes, they're out there, yeah, so good. They're awesome. So, yeah, I went to go get them. But anyway, so, I'm thinking, right, I've got to walk through them fields tomorrow. Most likely there's nothing going to be in the first field, because that's where the houses are. But maybe in the second field, or where, like, little woody kind of bit, like woods, or forest, or whatever. So then I thought, oh, I'm still going to have to walk through there anyway. So I came to yesterday morning, well, more like yesterday afternoon, about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and I walked through the first field, and what I seen was a pair of ripped jeans. So instantly, I thought, rip. And I still think rip. The jeans, not just like a pair of ripped jeans, oh yeah, they're just ripped jeans on the field. These ripped jeans were ripped in, like, all, like, messed up. There was mud, like, you can tell, like, there's mud being dragged along them. On the jeans. And I thought, okay, right, this is a bit creepy. So I carried on walking down, and I seen, like, some marks on the grass, like, where the grass has been torn up. I went, right, something definitely happened last night, and I'm glad I didn't see anything. Once I got past that, I didn't see anything else, but it was just a feeling that, okay, I heard everything that was going on last night, and now I see what happened. Well, kind of see what happened last night. There's marks, there's traces of what happened, like, pieces of what happened last night. Well, not last night, but that night. So, I just don't know. I still don't know what happened. I will never know what happened, really, unless it comes on the news. Or, to be honest, I didn't even go in the forest, in the woods. I kind of go past that. And, oh, crap. And I'm glad I didn't, because even though I might even still go in that woods one day, I might actually find something, which I'm hoping that will not happen, because sometimes I set the dog into the woods, and I don't like to go walking the dog, and then all of a sudden, boom, oh, dead body, how are you? I don't want to see that stuff. Be pretty cool though, wouldn't it? No, not really. So yeah, that's what happened. And I want to talk about crime in general today. This side, we've got like two separate sides. There's one side, it's like a nice, calm, peaceful side. Like our side, it's, we've got people with nice gardens who go out and plant plants every day. There's people who look after the stuff. We've got solar panels on our side. Fancy guy, people. I'm not fancy because we haven't got them. And then you've got the other side where it's all the council estate kind of thing. So, obviously, there is kind of crime on that side. There's been the people who go over to help the kids. Like, van will come up and they'll do some sporting activities just to stop them from doing crime, basically. There's also police there. There's everything. There's just stuff that goes on there. It's drugs. There's a little alleyway here at the side, and I sometimes walk past there and I just see stuff that you just don't want to see. Like, condom wrappers. I don't want to see condom wrappers as I walk past when I walk down that alleyway. Why do I want to see that? Or like drugs, the empty packets of drugs and stuff like that. I just don't want to see that stuff. So what if you're like a little kid walking up that, like, there's some, we've got kids on the street, there's probably about, there's some little ones, and they might walk up that alleyway playing hide and seek or whatever they're doing, and they might say, oh, look, a needle. You just don't want to see that. I've never seen a needle down there, but you never know. You never know what happens down there. Oh, look, a bit of sugar in a bag. I might have a bit of that. You know, it's just drugs, and it's not good. Just don't do drugs. Stay at school, don't do drugs, kids. If you're listening to this, just don't do drugs. It's not a thing that you need to do. It's like, why? Why do you want to? It's just pointless. You've got a life, and you're just throwing that life down the drain, basically. You're just, like, kind of slowly killing yourself, or actually killing yourself at the end of it. But, yeah, that's what happens. I'm not saying if you do drugs, then that's your choice. I'm not, I am and I'm against it, but it's your choice if you do it or not. So it's just, you know, it's a shame that you do it. It's just stupid that you do, but if it's your choice, you enjoy it. I can't do much about it. So that's one thing I want to talk about. Also, it's kind of connecting to what I'm going to be talking about next. Which is, I am moving. Rest of my family's moving. Well, not like whole of my family, but the people who live in this house are moving, and I'm staying, not in this house though. So what's going on is, everybody, like my mom, well, first of all, in October I am going on a holiday, and that holiday is go to Australia, and you may have already guessed it, which is in Australia. That's where we're going. So what we're doing is, we're all going out in October sometime, and then three of us come back and my dad stays. So he's going to go out there and work and get some money in and find a place to live and, you know, all that, save up money for things. And then us three come back, and then obviously if we liked it, then obviously we're going to stay there anyway. But yeah, if we liked it, then we're all going to come back, then my mum and brother are going to be going out, and then I'm staying here because I've got to do college for, I think, 2 or 1 years. I know it's one of them. So, I've got to stay for college, and they're going out in the sun to an amazing place. And, which is, I'm kind of disappointed that I'm not going out with him as well, but I'm not going to see him for how long. Well, I'm not going to see him as much. Like, every day, I see him every day. Whereas, yeah, I'm going to see him every once in a while. I'm not going to see him, like, every night, every day. Maybe on Skype, that's about it, but not, like, physical, like, face-to-face, like, in person. So, that it's kind of, yeah, it's not, it's kind of weird what it is, but I've got to stay. If I want to do what I want to do in the future, then I've got to stay and to do that, which I'm happy to do. I will be living with my nan and granddad here, also the dog, which is another thing I want to talk about, is we don't know what we're doing with the dog. Personally, I think I want to take him, but my mum just doesn't think it's fair to take him because he's got to go through quarantine. But just think of it. Yeah, he's quarantined, it sucks, he's not going to see us every day, but he will see us. Yeah, he may be getting injections, he may be getting all this stuff, but you think, it's a small, a tiny piece of his life, a couple of months, he's going into a little quarantine thing to get injections, to get medical things, and then the rest of his life, he can be here in the country that we're going to be moving to, he's going to be there with us as well, so he can enjoy it with us. It's going to be a new lifestyle for us. It's probably better for him, because here in the UK, most of the time it rains. So that most of the time, I just think there's no point taking him out. There's no point walking him. It's always raining. He's going to get wet and then he's going to have to get washed. And then he's just going to go back outside again and get dirty in the grass in the back garden. So it's like, it's what's the point? Yeah, we may get them odd days, it's nice. Them odd days can turn into every day, getting walked out, getting physical, getting fit and healthy. Whereas here, basically, all I do all day is sit here and either play this, or do this, or just stay on the computer all day. It's either one of them. I literally do basically nothing all day. I finished school like in June the 14th of June. Okay, so the 14th of June, it's now the 2nd of August. What I've done from now till then is nothing. The one big thing that I've done is gone camping for one day. That is all I have done. I've not been out. I've barely been out of the house. I cut the grass yesterday. That's the first thing I've done in like 2 weeks. I don't leave the house. In the UK, I just think, I don't want to go out. There's crime. There's people out there who do drugs. There's nasty people. There's people who are going to... Obviously, this is going to be everywhere in the world. But like in Australia and in other countries, it's not as bad as here. There's just people who just... steal your bike. There's people who steal your cars. There's people who break in. It's not as bad as other countries, but this country is just... It's gone. The country's blown up. It's just gone. We don't have any jobs. There's literally people coming in from Europe and other countries. Well, mostly Europe and... like Pakistan, India, they're all like coming. I don't want to be racist or offend anyone, but they're like, they literally like they're coming in, and we're kind of just literally everybody's trying to look for jobs. Even there, people who come into from Europe and Pakistan, they're even looking for jobs. They're coming over thinking, oh yeah, there's gonna be loads of jobs. There's nothing here anymore. There is literally blank. The country might as well just blow up. They might as well just get rid of it and make a new one. Because this country is just a mess. It's nothing. The streets are dirty. The houses are dirty. The place is a mess. The country's got no money. Probably most countries haven't got any money anymore. The government's screwed up. Everything has gone turned upside down. It's just nothing anymore. That's what I think since I went to America, I went, I'm not staying in this country. I've already said it. Until I grow up, I'm goodbye to this country. I'm sick of it. It's boring. It's raining all the time. So I'm glad we are actually moving, because this country is just... it just annoys me. It's not what I want. I'm not getting out. Whereas when we move, I'm going to be able to go out. I'm going to be able to go surfing. I'm going to be able to go swim in the sea. I'm going to be able to go swim in the pool. I'm going to be able to go do all these other things. Whereas here, we've got hardly any money. Do you know what, yesterday, I had to give up 5 games just to get £20. I had to get rid of 5 games. I'd get even rid of Far Cry 3. Far Cry 3, I paid £30-something for it, and I got £8 for the game. All I need is £11. I literally scavenged to get a new map packs, because me and my cousin, we're constantly on Call of Duty. So yeah, So me and my cousin, we're constantly, even in Ireland, it rains constantly. Ireland is struggling, the currency for the euro, it's gone up, it's next to nothing. The weather in Ireland hasn't been great. To be honest, today and yesterday was the best days we've had in 2 weeks. We had that heat wave, but I'm not complaining. It's been raining, but I'm not complaining about the heat. The heat's fine sometimes. It's just the humidity that kills me. But anyway, Yeah, me and my cousin, we play a lot of Call of Duty because there's nothing to do. There's nothing literally to do. So we basically sit on Call of Duty from... Since, actually, I was on at 11 o'clock this morning, and I was on to about 1 o'clock. I just literally came onto PlayStation, got a shower, and then came on and did this, because it needs to be done. It's Friday now, and I need to put this up by Monday. So yeah, I'm just not... This country is just... This just failed. It's just not worth it anymore. I don't want to see this country anymore. I just don't want to see anything. I just want to push it aside and just think. My room is in a different world. It's not in the UK. It's in a different country. It's my room. It's not that outside. That's not UK. That's not England. That's some other place. So yeah, it's just this country is messed. It's messed up. It's gone everywhere. I know most countries are. They've just kind of it's gonna pick up. Except for the UK, because the UK we've been in debt for I don't know how long. We've been in a thing for a while. Recession. That's what I'm looking for. So yeah, Whereas when we're gonna go out there, we're gonna have the money that we wanted. We're gonna also have money to spare. We're gonna have money to pay for stuff, and also have some money that we can spend on what we want. We're gonna have that little extra to keep, or put that little extra money away for a nice little day out, or a nice little holiday to somewhere in I don't know, some Bali somewhere in Indonesia or somewhere like that, some nice exotic place. What do I get in UK? Trip down to Spain, cross over to Ireland, maybe a couple every couple of years over to America. But I'm not saying America's great, but like we've got Europe, and Europe is just in a mess. Whereas Australia has got exotic islands around it. You've also got America not far away, LA is just not far away. It's just everything's close, kind of thing. And it's just a better lifestyle, to be honest. Everything's just a better lifestyle. They call it the outdoor lifestyle, which I want. I'm actually living the indoor lifestyle right now, which I kind of want. Kind of don't want. I don't mind being inside sometimes. I like to catch up on the internet and, you know. To be honest, I can't live without the internet. So obviously, yes, while I'm going to be out there, of course I'm going to be on the internet, but probably only like a night time, or when it's a rainy day. That's mainly the only time, or just to watch YouTube videos, just to catch up on that daily video that I'm watching, or the Shitards, or the CTFXC, or BF1GF, Prank First Prank, or other YouTubers that I've subscribed to. That's all I want to check on, just to watch, and also upload videos here as well. Also, out there, I'm going to have more opportunities to places to film. I'm going to have a better stuff to film. I probably even might get a GoPro and stick on a surfboard, and just think, what am I going to do here? What exotic places, what nice places, nice mountains, and like proper outdoor, like we don't have like bike tracks, like a nice bike track. I've been watching Shalos, and I've been watching Logan McKay's like little thing he does, and they went on a bike ride, and I was thinking, we don't have bike rides like that. We have mud, slush, crap. Ride over a bit of poo on your tire. That it's like a dusty, nice dusty trail, which is cool. You got scenery all around. It's like, and then they've Shaytards just come back from Idaho, but Idaho, they've got amazing scenery. They've got amazing lakes. The local lake down there is full of crap. Where I went fishing one day, and I caught out a traffic cone. I've caught out several poo bags. My mates even caught a slipper out there, and it's just full of weed. It's literally just you reel in like a big slob of green weed. I don't want to go swimming in that. Where there was in a nice big lake, clean, fresh, cold water that they could go swimming in. It's just like, yeah, I would love to do that. But anyway, that's it. We're coming into 25 minutes and I've been talking a lot and I hope you like it. Also, I want you guys to follow me on Twitter and send me questions or comment in the comments. Leave a comment, that's what I meant. On what topics you want me to speak about, or if you want to ask me to give you advice, or what you should... Anything, ask me anything, not everything. I want to see some question, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something, but it's just not coming in. So yeah, just leave me comments in the comments section below. And just tell me what you want to see, what you want me to talk about, any topics you want me to talk about. Like today, we're talking about crime and moving. So we could talk about whatever next. Like the global warming, which I don't really know. But anything, just leave topics, questions, even questions, advice you want me to try and give. Anything, and you can also ask me that on Twitter. I think is in the insulate now. I think on the insulate. Follow me on all them things. Don't forget to subscribe, guys. You can also subscribe. I didn't know you could subscribe on iTunes. So you can subscribe, and then these podcasts will automatically download. If you also watching this and then downloading it on iTunes, please let me know because iTunes don't let you view if anyone's downloaded it. So I kind of want to know who's downloaded it. It's pretty cool. So yeah, you can leave your comments, don't forget to like and share this. Please, if you share this, I will fart on the microphone. Oh god, I'm going to have to end up farting on the microphone. Don't forget to like this, because if you're liking this up, it tells me that you're liking these, because I make more. I know the last one at the minute has currently got like 30 views, which is, I wasn't expecting. I was actually expecting this to get like 15 views. No likes, but they've actually got 3 likes at the moment and like 30 views, so I'm hoping you're liking these, and I think I've got some subscribers from these guys. So don't forget to subscribe so you can view what I'm talking about next. Also, if you're going to subscribe, it means that you might see, you might hear, watch something that I might be giving advice that I'd answer. So yeah, if you subscribe just so you can see what I'm talking about next week. And also look, gives the like. Also, if you're watching iTunes, go check it out on www.youtube.com/user/HeyCarney13, and you can watch this if you want to watch this. So yeah, that's it, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to download this on iTunes. It is free. 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 Couple of exclamation marks. Free. This, go download it. You can watch this. Listen to this. So yeah, thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. If you listen to this on the podcast. What was that noise? So yeah, thanks for watching, guys. I will see you next week. And I don't know, see what we're talking about. Hopefully, leave your questions, guys. I want you to leave your questions, because if you don't leave your questions, then I'm going to think of something that I have to talk about. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.